Area's best selection of kayaks and camping gear, featuring Chacos, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Southern Marsh, Columbia, Yeti, Eno Hammocks, Kavu Rope Bags, Mountain Khakis, and more. Elkmont also has kayaks and stand-up paddle boards for rent, so you can try before you buy. Are you hungry? Try Elkmont's barbecue sandwich or a pint of locally brewed craft beer from one of Elkmont's 16 taps. There really is something for everyone at Elkmont. So remember, if you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson.
Earnings vary based on your effort. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Greenville and Spartanburg? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Greenville and Spartanburg area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Greenville and Spartanburg are perfect markets for my system, and this week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000 right now, because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Diamonds and gold, direct, we're your diamond source. Every day, low prices waiting for you. Custom design jewelry.
Carolina and all the ships at sea. Lots to get to today. You want to join the big conversation? 654-7627. We had team coverage of the of Brad Brunell and the Clemson basketball kickoff event today. I thought everybody did a great job. I haven't had a chance to listen to all the interviews yet, but I will, and we encourage you to do so, and you can do so by going to the website. Kelly Kwok, Brad, Ben, the whole team out there, I thought did a really nice job. You know, I want to get, we need to get Coach on again next week, and have another of our conversations with him as well. But You know, I actually meant to get some basketball talk the other day and never did, because I've been thinking about the nation and the contenders for the Final Four. And we're going to get into that conversation. It's the way things are going. It probably won't be till next week. But you know, just off the top of my head, you know, you have contenders at places like Clemson, Tennessee, and Nevada, which is astonishing enough. I mean, those teams are legitimate contenders. And if you don't think so, you're just not paying attention to college basketball. You know, every time I say something about Clemson as a Final Four candidate this year, Ramona, people, I get the two or three twits on the text line will say, "Oh, well, Clemson's not going to." Right. I mean, they were 25-10 and returned basically everybody, so they're going to suck. I mean, you know,
that's not possible.
Well, and they were good in the NCAA tournament as well. You know, even the Kansas game, which they did not play well, and they rallied and had a chance late. Had a chance. So, honestly, it's sort of the height of naivete to think that Clemson's not going to be in the mix. They are. The ACC is going to be loaded. The ACC is going to be absolutely loaded. North Carolina's going to be very good. Duke's going to be good. I think a better Duke freshman team than some of the versions we've seen of late. Virginia, I know they lost by 20 in the opening round. I know as a one seed, they were the first team that ever lost to a 16. And I know they didn't just lose. They got their A handed to them on a platter. I know all that, but I think Virginia's going to be really good. In fact, this may be his best team. This may be Bennett's best team. And obviously, I think Clemson's going to be an enormous factor. I think Virginia Tech's going to be good. Syracuse is going to be good. You know, the ACC is really going to be loaded. And then, again, nationally, I think you have teams like Nevada, Tennessee, Gonzaga. I think all three of those teams are legitimate contenders to make the Final Four. Not just legitimate contenders. I think they're favorites. I mean, I think they're amongst the pool of favorites. I think Kansas is going to be very good. You know, they're a perennial favorite. But I think you have some teams this year that are not normally in this conversation. Gonzaga is, but often doesn't live up to that billing. But I think Gonzaga, Nevada, Tennessee, Clemson, these are all teams that are going to be in the conversation for Final Four opportunities. And again, you can say whatever you want. You Duke fans can write me and tell me how great you are and blah, 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 and all that stuff. Again, you're a team that the last couple of years hasn't mattered because, you know, all you play is freshmen. And freshmen aren't winning anything. You know, you have to have a mix. Freshmen alone, not winning anything. And look, this year, I think Duke's freshmen, the last couple of years, the problem for Duke has been their freshmen are post players. This year, they have a more diverse group. And so I think they may be better as a freshman-oriented team, but whether they're good enough to win anything remains to be seen. But, you know, I think it's going to be an incredibly interesting season in college basketball with a lot of teams that you would not have previously expected to be in competition for the Final Four and or national championship in line to do just that. And again, if we reach the Final Four and we wind up with some combination of Nevada, Tennessee, Clemson, Gonzaga, don't be shocked. Don't be shocked. Because I'm telling you right now, all of those teams are going to be right in that mix. Right in that mix. I mean, Musselman's bunch in Nevada is going to be tough. I mean, that group is really, really good. Tennessee, this is the best team Rick Barnes has ever had, ever, including any teams that he had in Texas or anywhere else. this is the best team he's ever had. And they defend. And this Clemson team has a chance to be the best Clemson basketball team ever. Ever. So, you know, it's going to be a fascinating college basketball season, and especially around these parts, because, you know, Clemson doesn't have a rich history of basketball success, but things are changing. Things are changing under Brad Brownell. They're getting better and better and better. And last year, you just got a taste of it. And I can't see any reason to think that this year's team isn't going to be better than last year's team. That's how I see it. I mean, I think they're going to be in contention for everything. Contention for the ACC regular season, contention for the ACC postseason, contention for the national championship. That's right. And again, they won two games and lost to Kansas in the tournament. And, you know, the part that people don't get, you know, I heard Kwok and Kelly and Brad talking to Coach on the way in here just before I got here. And he was talking about how 2 years ago they lost close games and last year they turned a lot of those into wins. Well, listen, when you have experienced guards who shoot 85% or more from the free throw line, guess what? You're winning close games. Clemson is made to win those games now. And they're even more made to win those games this year than they were a year ago. So if you don't think that basketball team, this basketball team, is going to be in the mix for all these potential honors, you're wrong. You're wrong. I mean, that's how it's going to be. I can't wait for this season. I mean, this basketball season shapes up. And of course, we have the backdrop of all these bombs being dropped by Bowen Senior, and we still don't know. I mean, we don't know who's going to be impacted and to what degree in that entire matter. I mean, again, we've even had fingers pointed at institutions like Creighton, where it was suggested that their family was promised $100,000 and two high-paying jobs by Creighton. So that's the backdrop to all of this. The backdrop to the college basketball season is scandal, and a degree of scandal that we have never seen in the sport. And how that's eventually going to play out remains to be seen. But with that as a backdrop, we are poised to enter one of the more interesting seasons in recent college basketball memory, and around here, perhaps the most interesting season in school history. I don't want to put any pressure on Coach.
No, not at all. But look,
that's how I see it. I mean, and if you've been paying attention, you should have seen all this stuff coming. And look, injury can change anything. I mean, injury changes sport every day. Pittsburgh just lost their senior captain linebacker to a non-contact season-ending knee injury. Yeah, injury can change anything. But barring injury, I think the ACC has some incredibly elite teams. I think Clemson is absolutely one of them. I think a team that went 25-10 last year and returns virtually all of their key parts, minus Gabe DeVoe. And I don't count Dante Grantham because the team learned to play without him the second half of the year. So he wasn't, you know, he was a part in spirit. And obviously he was a fabulous leader for the program, as was discussed in the interviews question that Brad asked about. Despite all of that, I mean, I think this team has as many returning parts or more than anybody, And there's not a more experienced team in the nation in terms of senior leadership where you need it. I mean, other than maybe like BYU and their team of 27-year-old Mormons. You know, other than that, this team is as experienced gets. Therefore, you know, when you're in a close game with Clemson, I mean, that's why even that opener, the season opener with Clemson at Duke, you know, I know on paper that sounds bad, and Clemson's early schedule is ridiculous, but I think this team has the wherewithal, the experience, the grit to deal with it. And I'll tell you right now, look, I've always said if you want to win at Cameron, you have to win by 12 points or more. Because I don't think you can win. You know, I don't think you can be 8 points better than Duke at Cameron and win. I don't. I think we've seen it over and over and over again. I don't know where I came up with this number in my head, but it's through years of observation. And the number for me is 12. You have to be 12 points better than Duke at Cameron to win. I think Clemson may be more than 12 points better than Duke in the first game of the year. I think Clemson can go there and win that game. If Clemson opens the season on the road in ACC play by winning at Duke, look out. Look out. You're going to get an early season shot at Virginia at home. And I know things haven't gone so well in the regular season versus Virginia, but you've not been completely healthy when you've played that team, and now you're going to get an early season shot at them at home. Now, look, they're going to have Hunter back, and they're a different team with him, clearly. I mean, if that kid is healthy, he's the most underrated player in all of America. I mean, he's a spectacular talent. James, you'll be up first when we get back. Let me tell you about Carson Steak Warehouse and Saloon. Carson's is your place for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion, or if you just want a great dinner. Hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher, fresh-baked yeast rolls, grilled teriyaki salmon, fresh strawberry shortcake, double-fried chicken wings, open every day. Happy hour Monday through Saturday, 4 to 8. Discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the golden fried catfish sandwich, filet mignon, or smoked ribs. Carson's is also accepting reservations in their large private dining room for social and corporate events, family or school reunions. Book your reservation today. They handle the rest. View their full menu online, carsonsteakwarehouse.net. carsonsteakwarehouse.net, 226-9400, 226-9400. You know, Ramona, you know how the food always comes here like early, and by the time that we get it, it looks like, you know, some roadkill that the vultures have all picked over. You know, it's like down to just the ribs. Well, we need to get Carson's to send us a late day care package.
That sounds good to me.
We'll be right back. James, you're up first as soon as we return. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage.
Rooster's Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Rooster's offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Rooster's at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
I'm Kristen Bennett. The professionals at Bennett Equipment rent and sell link belt excavators at 3 upstate locations, Greenville, Spartanburg, and now in Seneca. Link belt equipment sets the industry standard for performance and reliability. Bennett also rents, sells, and services many other types of construction equipment with the service you expect and deserve. Call today, 864-277-7272, or visit us at BennettEquipment.net. And remember, if you need to rent it from Bennett.
Trucks cost less than travelers rest at George Coleman Ford. The award-winning George Coleman Ford is offering 2018 F-150s as low as $23,999. You heard me correct. Some new F-150s as low as $23,999. plus never any document fees at George Coleman Ford. Trucks do cost less and travelers rest. Four generations doing business right. George Coleman Ford.
After $4,500 in rebates, must finance with Ford.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Northland does internet. So all of the things you like doing, Northland helps you do them online faster. You want a game online? Northland has reliable connections to keep you in the action. You want to get away? They do internet that takes you to distant worlds at a price you can afford. You want to stream, shop, and share at once? They have high-speed internet that allows everyone in your family to be online at the same time. Whatever you do, Northland keeps you connected. For a limited time, you can save big with our best offer of the year. Get Northland's fastest internet speed, up to 100 megs for only $49.99 a month. That's up to double the speed of our 50 meg internet for the same low price. Limited time offer, all rates net of taxes and fees. Not available in all areas. Additional restrictions and conditions apply. Actual speeds may vary. See northland.com/offers for full details.
If your business IT provider doesn't help with your phones or your security or isn't available nights or weekends, that's, well, half-assed. TSA Choice will manage all your technology needs. Network, communications, security, upgrades, repairs, training, all of it. And be on the job 24-7. Running a business is hard enough without IT support that's half-assed. TSA Choice. All your technology, all the time. TSAChoice.com.
David Green and the professionals at Green Law Firm understand your rights when it comes to any issue with the IRS. The IRS has instituted the Fresh Start Program, and David Green knows how to use the Fresh Start Program to your best advantage. The Green Law Firm can't change your past, but they can certainly change your future. For a free strategy session, call the Green Law Firm at 271-7940 or go online at greenlaw.legal. That's greenlaw.legal.
Electric City Signs and Neon, over 50 years of sign design, fabrication, installation, and maintenance in the upstate, specializing in neon, plastic, flex face, channel letter, and LED message signs. Electric City Signs is ready to serve you with the highest level of satisfaction. Have questions? No problem. Their experienced team will see your project through inception to installation. Professional sign services at the best price. It's got to be Electric City Signs and Neon. Visit electriccitysigns.com or call 225-5351 today. Go Tigers!
His bark is worse than his bite. It's Road Rage with Walt Steptula on 105.5 The Roar.
The whole world gone crazy!
Now, back to Walt and Ramona.
Walt Tiptula, Road Rage. Let me just say thoughts and prayers to all those people being impacted by this terrible hurricane. Hurricane Michael, Mexico Beach, Panama City. I'm looking at video of Mexico Beach. And this is from a meteorologist. This is what we mean when we forecast 6 to 12 feet of storm surge. This is why people evacuate. Mexico City is literally part of the ocean right now.
Wow. I was watching it on TV as well.
Submerged houses. Yeah, just terrible, terrible damage. This hurricane made landfall as the third worst hurricane in U.S. history. Winds of 155 miles an hour, high category 4. Absolutely devastating. I mean, there's a video here of a roof being ripped right off a bar. Just absolutely catastrophic damage. So our thoughts and prayers to all those people who are being impacted and are going to be impacted. I mean, this is going to be a long cleanup process. And hopefully, at the very least, given the mandatory evacuations, that loss of life will be limited. James and Lawrence. James, how are you?
Hi. How you doing?
How you doing, James? Appreciate you getting in.
Good. I just want to do throw in my sense about Jay Bentley starting this Saturday.
Yeah.
I really don't think the coach is making the right decision about starting him, because when it comes to big games, like what that Carolina needs, like versus Kentucky, he didn't show up in that game.
Well, look, first of all, are you a Carolina fan?
Yes, sir.
You know, James, look, I mean, in years of watching practice, they've determined that Bentley is a better player than Scarnecchia. No one knew who Scarnecchia was. He came in. This is nothing against the kid. I think he played well under the circumstances, but he came in playing at home against a really porous Missouri pass defense, and I think he played well. But that doesn't mean he's the better player. You know, if Bentley is healthy, I think Bentley gives you your best chance to win. Did Bentley play well against Kentucky? Has he played well in some of these other big games? No. On the other hand, people have to catch the ball too. You know, going back to the Georgia game, he had guys dropping passes all over the field. In the Kentucky game, he had guys dropping passes. Now, some of it was his own doing. You know, he had Edwards wide open for a touchdown. He underthrew him by 10 yards, and Edwards had to wait for the ball and then dropped it when he came back for it. But it was a bad throw. It was a terrible throw. So, look, he has to play better. There's no question about it. Is he an elite quarterback? Is he ever going to be an elite quarterback? Probably not. But is he still the best quarterback at South Carolina? Yeah, probably so. If he's healthy, and I said this a few days ago, if he's healthy, you have to go with him. Now, look, he has a sprained MCL, and he's wearing a knee brace, and I don't know about his mobility or his ability to evade pressure. Those are things that they should be determining in practice this week. You know, they should know those things before the game. If he can't do those things, then I think you absolutely go with Scarnecchia. I mean, what you don't want is a 50% Jake Bentley. You know, you need an 80% Jake Bentley or better if you're going to play him. If he's anything less than that, then go with Scarnecchia. But if he's almost healthy, then I think you have to play him, because I think that they know after all this time watching practice what Michael Scarnecchia is capable of, what he's not capable of. What he looks like to me is an ideal backup quarterback. He looks like a guy who doesn't hurt you when he comes in, who makes relatively sound decisions, doesn't put the ball in jeopardy, these kind of things. And I think that's what you saw from him. But that doesn't make him your starting quarterback.
Yes, sir, I completely agree. But like I said, if Jake Bentley being hurt, the only way to be able to beat Texas A&M, he has to be at least 90%.
Yeah, I agree with that. If he's not healthy, I would just keep him out another week. But again, you know, look, you know the position you're in. Every one of these games is vital right now, especially home games, because you don't know how it's going to go on the road. So every home game becomes more vital, an opportunity to win. You know, you managed to steal that Missouri game last week, and that's to your credit. You have to find a way to try and do the same thing here, and it's another opportunity for Bentley playing at home if he can go.
Yeah, I completely agree. And also, one thing is, like in the Kentucky game, Debo Samuel, if he plays like he did in the Kentucky game, there's no way they will beat Texas A&M.
No, look, he needs to play better. I mean, you know, he's supposed to be the star of this team and, you know, got all the offseason attention. And, you know, and again, I go back to the Kentucky game where Kentucky's getting ready to kick off and Debo Samuel is raising his hands and arms to the crowd, like egging them on and like, yeah, come on, I'm Debo Samuel. And then, you know, they start at their 20-yard line or whatever. He doesn't get back to the 20-yard line, as I recollect. I think he returned that ball. But the first series of the game, you have a 3rd and 8, 3rd and 9, and Bentley throws a strike over the middle, hits him right in the hands, 11 yards downfield. I think it was a shallow cross, if I remember. Maybe it was a slant. And he drops it. You know, and you catch that ball, it's a first down, and now you at least quiet the crowd for a minute, and you've got a little bit of something going. So, you know, look, your best players need to step up. It's not just Bentley. It's Deebo Samuel needs to step up. Brian Edwards needs to drop passes. Rico Dowdell needs to catch the ball when it's thrown to him. All these guys need to play better.
Yeah, I completely agree. They got the potential. They just got to play as a team, like a family. Yep. They got to be a family.
Yep. Good job, James. Thank you for the call. Yeah, I mean, look, that's 100% right. I mean, you know, everyone always wants to blame Bentley, but this is not all on Bentley. Bentley's a part of it, and Bentley needs to play better. And Bentley made several throws in that Kentucky game. They were just bad throws. I mean, sometimes he tries to do too much. I don't think, you know, here's something. You know, there was the play in the Kentucky game where he's under duress. He spins out of two potential sacks, and then, you know, he throws the ball without a full weight transfer, and he's got Rico Dowdell behind the secondary for a score, and he underthrows it, and it's picked off. On that particular situation, he's not made for that. All right? That's not really who he is. And the end result is, it gets picked. He's trying to do too much. You know, in an odd sort of way, if he's healthy enough, this is going to be the key. If he's healthy enough to throw from the pocket and transfer his weight properly, then he may actually benefit from this injury. I know it sounds odd, but if it limits him from making sort of dumb, do too much kind of mistakes, and he just stays in the pocket, and he's able to transfer his weight, then he might make more sound decisions. You know, so I think it's an interesting element of the game to watch because, again, he needs to play smarter. He needs to play better. To me, every time his mechanics break down, he throws these wildly inaccurate balls, doesn't get enough on them, gets picked. And, you know, and he's a coach's son. And so you wouldn't think he would suffer these mechanical breakdowns, but it's clear to me he does. Because when he's operating from the pocket with good mechanics, he actually throws the ball pretty well. So, I mean, I think that's the challenge. But like I said, some of these guys around him, you know, Deebo Samuel, you know, all this praise. All I heard before the year was how this guy was going to have 20 or 25 touchdown receptions. People were saying that. People in my business were saying that. You know, I mean, make a play. Make any play. You know, catch the ball when it's thrown your way. It's a team effort there. Those individuals I've named, all of them need to play better if South Carolina is going to have success this week and beyond. It's not just one guy. In my mind, none of those guys are playing particularly well. None of them. And I think they're capable of playing better than they are. Matt.
Hey, Walt.
How you doing, Matt?
I'm doing good. I hope y'all are doing good.
Yep, thank you.
This talk about South Carolina and things like that and the potential and stuff like that, the offensive staff doesn't seem like they're coaching as well as they could. I mean, they're not teaching the fundamentals, and it's just they've given up on the run, and they're just chucking it now. I mean, I hope he doesn't make the change, but I think Muschamp does need to make a change at the end of the year if he wants to advance the program. I think he needs to bring somebody in there that can teach fundamentals and consistency on all levels of offense.
I don't know. I'm not sure about that. I mean, it's really early in McClendon's tenure. I mean, I don't know that it's necessarily a scheme issue. I do think that there's been some back and forth about – whether they were running enough initially, now whether they're running too much. I mean, I think there's been some back and forth about that. I also think there's been some perhaps unnecessary strangeness to the scheme at times, like we saw at Kentucky, where you're splitting two tackles out into wide receiver slots and you're trying to create an Oklahoma drill. You know, I don't know that that's necessarily needed. I think a commitment to being fundamentally sound is needed. But I also think, you know, sometimes, Matt, it's not the coaching. Sometimes it's the player. Sometimes they've been told the right things. They've been given the right information. They've been put in the right positions, and they just have to make plays. And to me, even though I do think there's been some, I don't want to say infighting, but I think there's been some discussion about how the offense should run. Regardless, to me, the major issue so far is that the players are just not making plays, that they've been in position or put in position to make plays, but they're just not doing it. I mean, again, Deebo Samuel and Edwards, these guys are veteran enough now, Rico Dowdell, to know that, you know, I mean, they've been in position to make plays. They've just dropped balls. And to me, that's really on them. I mean, they've got to play better, and Bentley has to play better. And again, as I said, I think they're capable of it. But if they don't play better this week, they won't win. I mean, I'm not quite sure how they won the Missouri game, but if they play in the same manner they did against Missouri, they're not going to win this one.
I understand what you're saying about players, but we're almost halfway through the season, and they don't have an identity at all.
Yeah.
I mean, every week is different. I got two other things for you. I heard your list yesterday where quarterbacks were at the end. I think you're wrong about Peyton Manning. I think he's too high on your list. I think he's like 15.
That's the highest I've ever put him, Matt. I've never had him that high in my life, but I was trying to be fair to the guy. Maybe I've softened a little on him. You know, he's such a tough evaluation because he was a tremendous regular season quarterback, but throughout his whole career, even collegially, his problem was he could never connect the dots to anything in the postseason. That's why Steve Spurrier used to take shots at him way back when, and anyone who watched him knows it. I mean, I go back to the Seattle game. It's just such a perfect example. You know, first play of the game, the ball sails over his head, and you knew right then it was over. I mean, everything is in his eyes, in his face, in his body language told you it was over. So, here's what I did, Matt. I put him fifth because I considered his regular season production and his five MVPs. But I added this, that if it was ever about winning in the playoffs, there are a whole bunch of guys behind him that I would take in a heartbeat over him. I would have taken Steve Young. I would have absolutely taken Roger Staubach. I would have taken Drew Brees. I would have taken a lot of the guys that I put immediately behind him over him if it was about winning in the playoffs. But to be fair to him, in a total consideration of quarterbacks throughout history, I had to consider what he did in the regular season.
Sure. I mean, I'm right there with you. I lived those days, and I lived and died when those playoff losses.
Yeah.
Seifert, I still hate that guy. Seifert, the punter from San Diego, who killed us that year.
Yep.
But I think Kurt Warner was a better quarterback. I think McNair was a better quarterback. I think Brees was a better quarterback during the whole era. I could go down the list, but one last thing, and I'll run. I was looking at the stats, and I think Clemson's in top three of as a team for rushing the football this year. Do you think, as we go along, is it basically the depth that Clemson has, or is it we were forced to start running that ball more?
I'll address that on the other side, Matt. I appreciate the call, as always. Let me tell you about Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Lakeside Lodge, a new condo hotel under construction on Lake Hartwell. Pricing starts in the mid-200s. Financing available. Highway 123 right across the lake from Clemson. There's only one lake, people, and your opportunities are running out. This parcel of land is heaven sent. There's nothing else like it. There's never going to be in this community. So grab the opportunity now. Lakeside Lodge Clemson's unique concept blends the ownership of condominium, the amenities of a resort, ability for owners to generate income through a professionally managed short-term rental program. There's even a lobby bar with food service, pool and hot tub, walking pass, fire pit, meeting space, fitness facilities, 50-yard football field, you know, perfect for Andrew Luck and Andy Dalton, for families to enjoy. An expansive outdoor area for tailgating on game days. Lakeside Lodge is also going to have modified hotel services. This basically means, Ramona, you can mess up your kitchen. Someone else can clean it up for you.
I know. I want to live there.
Go see Taj Boyd. He's leading the Lakeside Lodge Clemson sales effort. Taj works in the new sales office, 906 Tiger Boulevard, right next to Ruby Tuesday. By the way, people always complain you can't get in. You can get in right now. 654-7627. Walt Tip to the Road Rage. Quick break.
Don Munson here. The Clemson Tigers Network is your home for Tiger calls and your connection directly to Coach Dabo Swinney. Every Monday night, I get to the heart of Clemson Tiger football with Coach Swinney, reviewing the previous week's game, looking ahead to the next opponent, and taking your calls. Tiger calls, Monday night at 8 p.m. on the Clemson Tigers Network.
That's Tiger calls every Monday starting at 8 p.m. right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road in Greenville is your local lodge, where all sports fans are encouraged to indulge. You can enjoy wild card weekends and World Series walk-offs with a barrel-aged bourbon poured over a handmade ice ball, or one of the new classic bourbon cocktails, like the Manhattan. Or pair an ice-cold 29-degree draft beer with a made-from-scratch menu item that are rumored to be every fan's favorite. Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views. It's all happening on Woodruff Road in Greenville.
Here at The Roar, community means everything to us, and our friends at Carolina Alliance Bank feel the exact same way. They are the community bank you've been looking for. Whether it is business or personal banking needs, Carolina Alliance offers competitive low rates and the customer care you thought was a thing of the past. Convenient locations in Greenville, Easley, Powderville, and Anderson. They can help you meet your financial goals. Visit them online at CarolinaAllianceBank.com. Carolina Alliance Bank, here for you every day. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Pack your bags. Frontier Airlines has arrived at GSP International Airport with nonstop flights and low fares to Denver, Las Vegas, Orlando, and Tampa. It's never been easier or more affordable to reach your favorite destinations nonstop. That's right, nonstop flights on Frontier Airlines. So, don't wait to climb that mountain, roll those dice, ride a roller coaster, or reach the beach. Book your trip from GSP at flyfrontier.com. Frontier Airlines. Low fares done right.
Earnings vary based on your effort. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Greenville and Spartanburg? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Greenville and Spartanburg area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Greenville and Spartanburg are perfect markets for my system. And this week, I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000 right now, because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
It's a great time to buy a new car, and the best place to shop for one is Walhalla's Ford dealer, Edwards Auto Sales. In business for over 50 years, you'll find a great selection of new and certified pre-owned Fords, plus lots of local trade-ins. The Edwards family believes in customer service and was voted Oconee's best new car dealer for the fifth year in a row in 2016. For the best price, best service, and the best car buying experience, go see Edwards Auto Sales, Highway 28 in Walhalla.
Every year, WCCP gives you a chance to get our one-of-a-kind Tigers for Tatas wristband. All money goes to Dabo Swinney's All In Foundation, and you'll get your chance to grab a few and talk sports with Brad and Ben on October 18th. The press box will be hanging out at Locomart on Old Greenville Highway from 9 until noon. Locomart's teaming up with Tiger Moving Company to move some Tigers for Tatas wristbands. We'll have Papa John's Pizza and giveaways, too. Join us October 18th from 9 till noon at Locomart from 105.5 The Roar.
It's fall, which means great football and terrific food at Four Paws American Pub in Clemson. Enjoy fresh local recipes while watching games on the TVs or relaxing with your pup on the dog-friendly patio. Now featuring special lunch items on weekdays and house-made seasonal recipes to pair with a frosty drink. Come to Four Paws, located on Highway 93 in front of the Courtyard Marriott, or call 654-5151 to order for carryout and tailgating. Tigers are making tracks to Four Paws.
Some traditions should never change, like the Tigers entering Death Valley from the east end zone and touching Howard's Rock. Your local Ag Pro is also into traditions like our fall closeout sale on our best-selling John Deere tractor packages. Save up to an additional $3,900 and be equipped for anything. Visit agproco.com.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
Oh, sir, you're a genius.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Walking through forests of palm tree heartlands, scoff at the monkeys who live in the dark tent.
Walked up to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Jimmy Butler showed up at practice today and, according to all reports, just tore his teammates to shreds. There's even a suggestion that he took third teamers and humiliated the starters. And then at one point in the scrimmage, according to Adrian Wojnarowski, Butler turned to general manager Scott Layden and screamed, "You bleeping need me. You can't win without me." Butler left teammates and coaches largely speechless. He dominated the gym in every way. Jimmy's back. What are you going to do now? What are you going to do now, Scott Layden? I mean, you know, look, I realize this guy's a little bit of a loose cannon, but I mean, he's clearly the...
It's not like he's more loose than that.
But he's also clearly the best player on your team. And one of the best players in basketball. Now, he needs to be motivated, but, you know, in a way, what he's saying is true. You know, the thing is, you got to get him to play like that every night. You got to channel that Jimmy Butler and get him to bring that to the court every night. Tiny gave us the Cornbread's Corner identity and update yesterday. What's going on, Tiny?
Hey, Walt. How y'all doing today?
Good, man. Appreciate you getting in.
No problem. Listen, I warned you guys about the deer and the bear yesterday, but today I need to warn everybody about the wild hogs. There are feral hogs in South Carolina. And they tear up gardens, and they tear up golf courses, and they tear up all kind of stuff. And people have to come in and hunt these hogs with dogs. They would love to have Jimmy Butler out there getting his boots muddy, chasing dogs through muddy swamps in 90-degree weather in South Carolina. But I did look it up. I looked it up, and I know you like stats and figures and such.
What's the record?
January 2015 in Transylvania County, just across the line, 707 pounds.
No!
Oh, my gosh!
A bigger hog than a black bear? That's like that Hogzilla thing.
707 pounds.
Oh!
So you know what this means, Walt.
What's that?
Pork rinds for everybody.
Pork rinds for everybody.
That's right. Pork rinds for everybody. Exactly right. 707 pounds. Now, Tiny, when you get a wild hog that big, is that a pure wild hog, or
that was a boar that was obviously
right
somebody's hogs got out, you know, Yorkshire or something, got out years ago and
Yeah.
And they've crossbred.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
To get that big. But still, you know, I can't imagine being chased through the woods by a 700-pound hog.
No. I didn't know they got that big.
No. And man, gosh. And those things can be vicious, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. 707 pounds. And where did you say that was?
Transylvania County, which is, you know, right between, you know, that's right, the first county in North Carolina from here.
So. Okay, yeah. Well, you know, you would think that a 707-pound hog would come from Transylvania County.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
I love it, Don. Pork rinds for everyone.
Pork rinds for everybody.
Pork rinds for everybody.
Thank you, Tiny. Appreciate the update.
No problem, guys.
That's pretty good, Ramona.
Yeah, and Corbett wants to know if you want him to co-host.
Yeah, there's a the bigger Corbett. Hog. There was a bigger hog than a black bear. That.
This is incredible.
By the way, Ramona, where do I have it? I have it here somewhere. That the thing with Alabama, what's his name? John Doe guy.
Yeah.
That thread, Tua Tagovailoa actually wound up responding to the same thread.
That?
Yeah. Okay.
You're
kidding. So let me tell you what happened. For those,
you talk about what we played yesterday,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. So get that ready. So here's what happens.
Oh, boy.
If you missed it, in the Alabama Arkansas game, there was a time where they brought Jalen Hurts in and they split Tua out to a wide receiver position. At that point, when the ball was snapped, Arkansas cornerback Ryan Pulley gave Tua a particularly rough jam. Hit him a couple times. You know, with a nice solid jam. I mean, that's what you're supposed to do. Especially you. Look.
Right. That is what you're supposed to do.
You know what? Let me tell you something. If I see Alabama split out to a Tagovailoa and I'm playing them, I'm taking my biggest, meanest linebacker on my team and I'm putting him right over him and I'm going to knock his head off.
Absolutely.
I'm going to knock his head off right there and take him right. Because to me, they just made open season on Tua.
On their quarterback.
Right. When you split Tua out, I'm not going to give you another chance. You know, I'm gonna try and take him out right there. You know, and if you're stupid enough to want to play games like that, well, there's a price to be paid for it, Saban. Right?
So sitting out on the bench.
Right. So Ryan Pulley, the Arkansas cornerback, gives him a tough little jam, and the end result was this: some Alabama fan who goes by the name of John Doe gave you he gives you these reviews on the Alabama game. You never see him.
Yeah.
You never see him. You just see this like 3 foot long pointer that he holds in his hand.
Yeah, he has a pointer.
And he
like
points to all
ESPN
the and he's, the guy is hysterical because he says things like, you know, well, this is a 5-star receiver turned into a 5-star blocker. This is a 5-star receiver turned into a 5-star blocker. You know, and he just goes on and on and on. Do you know he actually got surprised at the start of that, Ramona? Because he was starting his usual game-long rap, and Alabama scored on the first play.
Yeah.
He wasn't, like, quite settled in yet, and so he had to react. But the funniest thing that he said was, like, this 30-second clip that started with pork rind talk.
That's a new play I taught him called a college football alley-oop football version, only done here at the Alabama Crimson Tide. I see a wrong way to stay in on the play. Pork rinds for everybody. Let me tell you something, 11. Let me tell you something. If you listen, I'll tell you. Legal or not, you ever hit this boy like that one more time, you will thank two of my cousins when I come to Arkansas with two of my cousins. You will thank two of my cousins when I come to Arkansas with two of my cousins, and they'll put 4 feet, 2 legs each in your ass.
You think two of my cousin? You think two of my cousin is never going to leave me? I'll be 20 years from now, and I won't be doing this anymore. And I'll be laughing my a off somewhere about you think two of my cousin. You think two of my cousin when I come to Arkansas with two of my cousins? I mean, nothing funnier than that. And so the Ryan Pulley kid actually had fun with it too. He issued some funny comments, and Tua himself responded, and Tua responded on social media by saying, why he do me like that with the big, with the laugh and emojis after it. So Tua said, why he do me like that? So, I mean, everybody basically had fun with it. I mean, the clip itself is one of the funniest things I've ever heard. I mean, that 30 seconds is as good. That's as good a 30 seconds as you're ever going to hear anywhere.
Pork rinds for everybody.
And the whole thing is funny, but then the, you know, and the pork rinds comment's hysterical. But for me, the you think Tua's my cousin. I can't get past that. You think Tua's my cousin. By the way, oh yeah, yeah, I see what you're saying there. We're running up against it, aren't we? I'll tell you what we'll do. Let me tell you about Turner's Jewelers. By the way, we run another big performance by the Yankees last night. Yankees won 100 games during the regular season. They're not in the playoffs anymore. We'll talk about that. I want to talk about some ACC football as well. Hey, listen, Turner's Jewelers is the jewelry store. It's the go-to jewelry store in the upstate. There's no place like Turner's. It's privately owned. It's not a chain. It's a special place. You know, if you want diamonds, if you're thinking that it's time to pop the question, you need to get to Turner's and go see Mark. Mark has all the diamonds you could possibly want in every size, every price range, something for everybody. They're in stock. You don't need an appointment to see diamonds later. Everything at Turner's is there. Turner's also designs jewelry, not, you know, in a special week of the year. They design jewelry every single day. They have 3D CAD technology that can bring it to life right before your eyes. Turner's also has an amazing selection of Pandora. In fact, they have a Pandora store within the store. The hottest jewelry in all of jewelrydom is Pandora. And not only is Pandora on fire, but now there's this. Turner's has the new collegiate line of Pandora charms, bracelets, and necklaces. Enormous selection, lots of Tiger Paw stuff. They also have the only selection of Le'Veon in the tri-state area. They're now carrying the new Groove brand, silicon Tiger Paw bands. Also very cool. It's Turner's Jewelers. Go see them. You'll thank me later. Rudy, you're up first when we get back.
Keeping our goal line safe in the Priority One Security Studios.
Make some noise.
We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson, or online at mnlsupply.com.
Right now at Blanchard Machinery, get 0% for 60 months on new Cat equipment. Because we know growing your business isn't just one thing, it's a million little things. And we're ready to help. With expert advice, flexible financing, and industry-leading equipment, you can get the job done day after day. Get 0% for 60 months on new Cat equipment. Call 844-BLANCHARD.